Good morning. A few lake effect flurries and snow showers drifted across parts of interior New York and New England overnight. As a result, some folks are waking up to a little bit of a dust of snow on the ground or on the car windshield. But I think the bigger story for most of us are the temperatures once again, as readings have been climbing or holding steady all night long. It's been a slow process, but the readings are warmer right now across most of the area than they were all day yesterday, as many places are back up into the high teens and lower 20s to start the day. We still have plenty of clouds, even though most of the snow shower action is dying out, and with sunshine mixing in from time to time today and a stiff northwest breeze, readings will make it back into the 30s, so not nearly as cold. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few more snow showers and readings back down into the lower 20s. High pressure will build in for tomorrow, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds. Average temperatures this time of year in the lower 30s, so that's right on where we'll be tomorrow, right about to 32. On Sunday, a weak disturbance will pass through the Great Lakes and into the region, producing clouds and a few more snow showers. Again, some of these could dust the ground, but by no means a big storm. Highs in the lower to mid-30s. Behind that system, a brief shot of cold air on Monday. We'll go back to sunshine during the day, but highs will stay in the 20s. Then we'll begin a more substantial warming trend as we head into and through the mid part of next week, with lots of sunshine into the mid-30s on Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday into the lower 40s, and 40s again on Thursday as clouds come in and we begin to see the chance of rain developing. Beyond that, it looks colder as we head into the following weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, freezing rain is expected in the Columbia River Gorge in areas in the southwestern Washington and northwest Oregon Cascades below 2,500 feet by late this afternoon and into the evening. Temperatures will hover near 30 degrees with increasing rain expected. In the higher terrain, as much as 1 to 4 inches of snow is expected, where temperatures will stay below freezing. Elsewhere across the lower 48, with the storm winding down in West Texas, the weather is unusually quiet for this time of year. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport in St. Martin, the Netherlands Antilles, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Galavere, Sweden, at 12:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, light snow, blowing snow, and fog at 1 above zero with a west-northwest wind at 76 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 23 degrees, the dew point 17, 78% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Opa-locka, Florida, to a low of 33 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with blowing snow and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 18 degrees, the low 5 below zero, the average temperature 7, that's 16 degrees below normal. A trace of snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month, which is 1.7 inches below normal, and 13.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 4.8 inches of snow below normal. There were 58 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 151, that's 26 above normal, and 2,413 for the season, which is 247 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15, the record high 64 set in 1950, and the record low 15 below zero in 1904. Sunrise this morning at 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening 4:35 p.m., 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered flurries and snow showers today, up to an inch possible in the mountains, with highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with more snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-teens to lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered flurries and snow showers today and highs right around 30. Mostly cloudy and breezy with more snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-teens to around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered flurries and snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, seasonably cold, lower 30s. Snow showers on Sunday, otherwise cloudy, lower to mid-30s. Mostly sunny, colder Monday in the 20s. Mostly sunny Tuesday, back into the mid-30s. Lower 40s, partly sunny on Wednesday with a chance of rain on Thursday and highs back up into the lower 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.